this episode, I think it's episode 13 of Our Life.
13?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Okay. Yeah, I counted them. Like in our podcast organizational tool, it doesn't say which number it is, but I counted them. So 13.
Yay.
Today we are.
Today we're going to talk about mornings and how we have good mornings and how we've had good mornings in the past.
I also want to say we are in Berlin.
Oh. Today we're talking to you from Berlin, from a little apartment, and it's very cozy.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
So you already mentioned we want to talk about our mornings. I feel like we felt like we could talk about this because we have kind of tried a lot of different things, explored morning routines, morning rituals, and just tried to figure out what we like as a morning routine and what helps us in our daily life and in our productivity and just in feeling good.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we just want to start with the question. What do you think about having a good morning routine? Or what do you even think about having a morning routine?
Yeah, exactly.
Because when Nay asked me that question, I was like, dude, I don't even know if morning routines are for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying that as someone who does feel like I want a morning routine.
Mm-hmm.
But I've seen people just not even be aware of what they do in the morning and it just works. And maybe that is a routine. Like maybe someone wakes up, makes their coffee subconsciously, eats exactly that yogurt, and then goes to work at exactly that time, and they don't see it as a routine. You know? So, honestly, I think just do what feels good. And what I can recommend, though, is trying different things out. Because doing something just one way really does have potential to, like, a lot of other things could also be good if you've only ever tried one thing. So if you want to explore what could make you feel even better in the morning, maybe you're going to hear something here that you can try yourself.
I feel like having a good morning routine sets up my day well too. You know, like if I wake up in peace and have enough time to chill and have like a good breakfast, just like have a relaxed morning, I can also go into my day relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like if you wake up really late and everything is really stressed and you forget things and forget to pack things in your bag and stuff, it mm-hmm. already sets up your day.
Yeah, that's true. That's something, you know? I also wanted to say that the morning, I do think that it does influence the rest of your day, how you start it. So that's like the one thing that I always keep in mind. And even if I'm not having a good morning, I'm really trying to make sure that my mindset does recover so that I don't ruin the rest of my day.
Mm-hmm.
But I also believe that even though for me it has been really hard when you have a bad morning to like change the path of your day, you can always do that, but it's just hard. Mm-hmm. So maybe we should get into the routines.
Yeah, so as we
said, just like you know, just talk about how it has looked in the past and mm-hmm. our experience with morning routines.
Mm-hmm. So as we said, we've tried a bunch of different routine schemes in the past and read different books. So
mm-hmm.
if you want to start.
Yeah, so I think this whole morning routine stuff came into my field of interest when I was learning about productivity and self-improvement. Like, productivity was the first thing I learned in self-improvement. And, you know, just the concept of getting things done and being efficient. And that was just kind of a part of it. So I heard about people, or honestly, on YouTube, there was just a lot of people doing morning routines.
Mm-hmm.
That has nothing to do with self-improvement. But the self-improvement part was where I was like, oh, I could optimize my morning routine and figure out what works best for me. And I was kind of really passionate about like figuring out what I wanted, like what the best morning would be and when I should wake up and stuff. So I read Miracle Morning and that really helped things and like introduced me to a lot new of like a lot of concepts and things you can do, kind of like a framework of what to do in the first hour of your day. It doesn't necessarily say a specific time when to wake up, but it just introduced like the principles of, you know, journaling every morning, exercising every morning and stuff like that, and why those things are beneficial for you. So my miracle morning routine, I started, I think, like 2 years ago. And I literally...
Or three.
Oh, yeah. And that was when it was like summer break. We were camping. And I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to get up now and go on a run. And that's kind of where it started. Like, I just decided to go on a run. And after that, journal. And then I was like, oh, what else is in a miracle morning little framework thingy? And it's this, there's like this word, I don't know what it's called, like a word to, yeah, like what's it, it's just a word to remember everything. So each letter is like, is that an acronym? I don't know. But each letter means something. So for the miracle morning, it's life savers. So the savers, I think it's silence, affirmations, visualization, energy, reading, and scribing. So that's kind of the thing I tried, and then Nay hopped on as well.
No, we kind of did it together. Always, like, Juice was doing that when we were camping, and mm-hmm. I was always like, what is she doing? Mm-hmm. Like, she would always just like sit on the rock and like write stuff down. I'm like, what? Like, and then I was like, I want to do that too.
Mm-hmm.
And then we would like go on the run together, blah blah, and then like I would try and pretend to like write stuff in my mm-hmm. journal and stuff like that. Yeah, I didn't really get it, like the purpose of it, but I mm-hmm. thought it was fun mm-hmm. to like have like a little list of activities to do.
Yeah, in the morning. I think that's the thing. Like, I just followed that framework so much that I didn't. I think I wasn't like completely aware of which things really helped me and which things didn't, because in like, if you look at it, it's just something that one person has figured out for themselves and they're sharing it. And I mean, they do have receipts of a lot of people also benefiting from it, but that doesn't mean that it's going to work for everyone. So I think after following routines just like that, the most important thing is to always remember what really works for you and what your goal is, how you want to feel with it and stuff like that, mm-hmm. which I feel like I didn't do for that. Do you have like a specific routine that you tried, except
let me think. I mean, I would like always talk to people and see what they do in the mornings, mm-hmm. or just like, oh yeah, I watched so many different morning routines, yeah, and tried too. To like follow what they were doing, and I would always try out new orders of like, mm-hmm. should I drink first, mm-hmm. should I make my bed first, stuff like that, and I'd try and figure it out for myself. Like in my bullet journal, I would always just make a new list and try and do that the next morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then about half a year ago, I also read the 5 a.m. Club.
Yeah, me too.
I don't remember where I heard from it, either from Juice or...
I think from me.
Yeah. And I read that and I really liked it. And there it has like quite a strict schedule mm-hmm. that they like... kind of propose. Introduce mm-hmm. and of course like they say that you can adapt it to however you want to use it, but I tried, actually did I even try it? I don't know. I think I tried it like once.
I've honestly never done the whole thing, like it's so intense.
Yeah, it's really intense. It takes like 2 hours. I really like the ideas and stuff it has and like the concepts.
Yeah, and the thing about this book is that it is a story. Like it's not just a really good self-help book that's non fiction, like there's also fiction in it, mm-hmm. which I really liked and just made everything seem more like you could really connect with the characters and understand it, and mm-hmm. just also the mindset that's introduced there and the positivity and mm-hmm. how to think about life and not just the morning routine steps. It's like both, you know, mm-hmm. you could totally just read the book and be inspired, and then they still on top of that give you the tools,
mm-hmm.
you know, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. the tools are like, you just have those resources, but I haven't honestly, like, used them. Exactly.
Yeah.
I've just kind of done my way of the 5 a.m. club routine thingy. It sounds so intense, but honestly, if you just want to read about, I don't know, I think people could still think it's interesting even if you don't want to exactly do that morning routine. Mm-hmm. It's just inspiring. And it really explains like why people would want to wake up at 5 a.m. It just gives you so many good reasons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the author Robin Sharma analyzed like so many morning routines of like really successful people, business owners, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then he extracted like what they did and then put it into the 5 a.m. club. Mm-hmm.
And really that...
So it's really interesting.
And this book really talks about like why those things are going to help you.
Mm-hmm. Also scientifically based. Yeah. Like one thing I learned from it was somehow he talked about your stress levels are really high when you wake up, and that's why it's really good to do like high intensity workouts.
Yeah.
Because it releases like happy hormones, stuff like that. So that was really interesting to learn.
Yeah, it really made me understand how our mind, or like even how our body is in the morning, and why we should move and why we should meditate and stuff like that. I mean, not yeah, should, really but why cool. it would be beneficial.
Uh-huh.
So,
but speaking about 5 a.m., we should talk about that time when we were grounded and woke up at like 4 or 5 every day.
Yeah, but that started after the camping. Like, that was that fall. So, Nay and me, we're doing the miracle morning. And then we returned home. And I think a lot of this also has to do with, like, my running phase. Like, that's when I started running. And it was just this thing. Like, I just had to run every single day. Otherwise, I didn't, like, feel good.
Was it inspired by Casey Neistat?
Maybe a little bit. Mm-hmm. But it was just... Like, that would not, like, be a sustainable motivation. You know what I mean? Like, I had this feeling that I had to go running.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just became a part of my morning routine. And then we kind of, like, built our mornings around the run. So, Nay wouldn't always join me, but I just had running goals. And I just wanted to get better every single day. Mm-hmm. So, I went basically every single day. And Nay came along as well. And the thing is... At that time, I really did have a morning routine that made me feel good. Mm-hmm. I did every little thing that I had to do to feel a certain way. And I discovered that certain way by doing those things. You know what I mean? It was like I discovered how good running made me feel. And then doing the yoga and then taking the shower and then eating this breakfast and then journaling and then listening to affirmations. Mm-hmm. And once I tried all of those things together, I had this power.
Mm-hmm.
And that I just couldn't let go of that. So every day I wanted to achieve that feeling again. And that's how it ended up being 4 a.m. because we were going to school. I had to go on the bus at 6:50 and I had to get in the run. And I just really learned how long everything takes. You know, I knew it would take me 10 minutes to get ready for the run and stretch. And then the running itself and then the showering, all of that already took longer than half an hour. And then still the yoga, which was like 15 minutes. And then the cooking breakfast was 15 minutes. And that's why it was 4 a.m. And Nay joined me as well. And we had this strong routine of really sleeping early is like so important for that.
Mm-hmm. Duh.
But it's just when we think back to it now, we just don't really understand how we had the discipline to do it. But I think at that point, it really became a habit.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't even think about it.
Yeah.
It was just like, okay, we're going to get up then. And
it was just really fun.
And I even did it when I slept way too little because I knew I would get energy from it.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew I would feel better if I slept 5 hours and did the routine than if I slept, you know, another 2 hours. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that was a time where we were grinding. Do you have anything else to say about that? Like,
yeah, I mean, that was in autumn of 2017. Yeah. Right? That was like 2.5 years ago. And I don't know, it was just really cool. And I'm really confused as to why we did that and how, as Chu said. But
I honestly, I also had some stuff to process back then, and I knew that I needed to do this to stay stable, and just I really took care of myself because I was not doing so good mentally. So it was also part of like, I have to do this. And more than the morning routine, I really had to focus on my night routine, which was I really had to do yoga in the night and meditate so I could even sleep. So that good routine translated into, you know, do that routine, sleep early, and then wake up in the morning. So I think if you want to do something intense like that, you kind of need to make sure that your whole day aligns with it. You, it can't just work that you have this one mindset about the day and the night, you know, or like staying up and grinding and then waking up early. Like, it just does not work. Like, it all has to flow in together. And even in the afternoon, you need to be thinking about what can you do that's going to help your morning. You know what I mean? It's always like long-term thinking. So yeah.
So maybe we should like quickly lay out how that routine looked.
Okay.
For us.
Okay, I briefly mentioned it, kind of messy, and I think it also always evolved and stuff like that. But
Well, it started with we woke up at 5.
Yeah, for running.
That's how it started.
For just for running, like that was I think the main intention.
And we ran like around 20 minutes or something, and it was just really beautiful because the sun would like rise and
And we would even go in winter though.
Yeah, we would go in winter. Oh, we would like go up to the church.
Yeah.
Yeah, we would go up to this little spot and you could see the whole village. It was really fun.
And it's so peaceful. We're gonna talk about what we love in the morning, about the morning in a minute. But
there's also something really there is something about leaving the house once before leaving it to go to school or work. It's like
I think it's also the fresh air.
Yeah, and the fresh air.
So, yeah, we would leave the house and go on a run. And after that, we would start making the breakfast, right? Or would we first take a shower and do yoga?
I just remember coming back and stretching.
Yeah.
And doing yoga. Oh, there was also a phase where we didn't run and we only did yoga.
Yeah,
that's anyway. True. Yeah, we would just come back, stretch, and I think do breakfast slash shower.
Yeah, so kinda it like was that. Either yoga or running, and then stretching, and then shower and breakfast. I think the thing was, like, someone would cook breakfast, someone would take the shower, and then, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So.
And we would have this specific oatmeal dish.
Yeah, but sometimes we also made smoothies.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we always made smoothies.
That's so oatmeal fun. We had. And then we sometimes had smoothies. And then while we were eating that, we would sometimes listen to affirmations together. It was really cozy.
Or we didn't really watch anything, I think.
No. It was just a YouTube video. That's why I said watch.
You know, but I mean, like, we didn't watch, like, Netflix or something eating. No. You know what I mean?
It was just listening to that. And a lot of times I would just do homework morning or just, like, study something. I also really loved getting in a little bit of work and just having time for myself. And of course, I did some bullet journaling. I don't remember doing a lot of specific journaling. Or like, I don't remember what I did in my journal.
Cause I think I did journal like 20 minutes or something.
Really? But I didn't do actual reflection journaling. I more did like my day, like homework and school and stuff like that. Like, school is really consuming everything we did, so...
Yeah.
That was our main job.
Yeah, that was a cool time.
Yeah.
I don't even know, like, at one point we just fell out of that somehow.
Yeah, I think it was also because our life was changing so much. I think I was just really, there's just, I can't even remember what was going on back then. But I feel like, especially in those years, we were still really changing the whole time and figuring out what we want to do. I mean, even though like we were really in school, but I think one reason was just because we were changing and we were trying different things, and then it didn't work for you, it didn't work for me, you know.
Yeah,
I don't know why it was just like a process, but it was something that we tried, and we really did that intensely.
Yeah, but that was cool.
Okay,
so is that all we want to say about that
time? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I want to say. Oh, yeah. No.
One thing that happens now though is that like, I try to compare to that time, and I'm like, why can't I just do that? But honestly, I know that that was just what I needed in that phase of my life, and even though it seems pretty perfect, honestly, it was still a really hard time, and we can only like remember the good things.
Mm-hmm,
so. Mm-hmm. I try not to compare myself to that and try to think that that version of myself was better, because now I'm such a different person.
Mm-hmm.
So if you ever feel like, if you ever feel bad for, you know, maybe not always doing the things that you think are like best, or I don't know, if you just try to compare to like a more perfect standard of yourself,
mm-hmm.
every phase of our life is needed, and everything we go through is needed. So sometimes we're able to do more of the things we expect we want to do. Like, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. it's all our expectations. We don't ever need to do anything. And sometimes we don't really meet those expectations. So maybe we want to even rethink what our expectations are and if mm-hmm. they make sense.
Mm-hmm.
So that's about that.
Yeah, I like that. Well, anyway, since we're already reminiscing and past morning routines, I want to talk about our morning routine when we lived together in Zurich.
Mm-hmm.
That was a really crazy time, man.
Like, when do you mean? A year ago or like 6 months ago?
Like a year, more than a year
mm-hmm,
ago.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we lived in our apartment in Zurich. I mean, Juice's apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And Chamba was there too in the mornings. Mm-hmm. It was like really crazy. And it was really hectic
mm-hmm.
that time, so I would literally get 5 hours of sleep every night because I just can't handle stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I would just wake up, pick up anything that was like in my room. Instead of a wardrobe, I had a little basket with clothes. I would just mm-hmm. pick out like random things from there, try and eat something as quickly as possible, pack my bag and leave.
Mm-hmm.
That was really unmindful and really stressful, and that's why I said before in the beginning that having a good morning is really important, and it sets, or for me, and it sets up my day well, because I know through experiencing that was a bad morning or just a really rushed morning, and then I just didn't feel good starting into my day.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. What I can say about that, though, is, like, I knew it was unsustainable, and I knew that it wasn't how I wanted to have my mornings, but at the same time, like, honestly, school is really fucking me up so much that I didn't have the capacity for anything
mm-hmm,
else. Like,
mm-hmm.
honestly, that's why I understand people who say, like, they don't want a morning routine, they just want to wake up and sleep as much as possible mm-hmm. and just get to work.
Mm-hmm.
And that was literally me. Like, every second was more valuable than, you know, journaling. And obviously, that is a cycle that doesn't lead, you know, to more productive things. But it was just necessary. And I was already compensating on so many things that I didn't want to do. Like, I was already doing so many things that I didn't want to do. So it was just like, okay, at least I can sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
And I mean, this is how it looked in middle school for me. Like, I would just sleep with something and literally wear 75% of that to school. Like, I would just wake
up
and then like maybe put on jeans over my leggings and then just keep on the sweater. Then I would go in the bathroom, quickly like do my eyebrows or just make sure my hair doesn't look so wild. Then go into the kitchen. I always made tea because that was like one little thing of happiness. So I made some tea like really fast. Put it into my Starbucks cup and then I ran out of the door. That was mm-hmm. all. That was literally all.
Yeah.
I didn't even do homework anymore in the morning, like, because mm-hmm. it was late. Like, I did it in a train.
Yeah, yeah, true, because we both then took the train.
Yeah.
Like, my train ride was an hour every day.
So that is just such a contrast to the other morning routine
we had
2 years ago. So I'm saying everything you try or go through, like, it's going to help you in the future and it's going to shape who you are now, because now mm-hmm. I know both of those worlds.
Exactly.
And now I do have the time and the control over how my day looks.
Mm-hmm.
So now I can like make my mornings exactly how I want them to be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so maybe as a transition into how our morning routines look right now, we can start talking about the things we love about mornings.
Mm-hmm. I think even in those times when my mornings were quite stressful, I always had little little things that made it better,
mm-hmm.
that were my favorite thing of the morning. And I have some things that have always remained mm-hmm. over the years.
Like?
I would say tea. I don't know mm-hmm. why. There's like something about, or making a hot beverage.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about, you know, like standing in the kitchen and you don't want to like get out all the food and like start cooking already or like preparing something, but you know, maybe putting on a kettle, or if you drink coffee, which I don't, you know, like putting on the coffee machine. And then tea is just really yummy and warm, and I don't know, it also feels productive in a way to just have like made something and then you can like enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
I really like that.
Yeah, I mean, that's mm-hmm. exactly what I just mentioned. That was the only thing that was like, okay, at least I can now make my tea and I can drink it on the way to the tram mm-hmm. and then in the tram and then in the train.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Yeah, I would also make tea if I didn't have much time and just bring it in a bottle. I think a lot mm-hmm. of people do that. Mm-hmm. And it was just really nice.
And yeah, so I still drink tea pretty much every morning.
Mm-hmm.
I just make it to a latte. So
mm.
I drink green tea and then I cook the milk, because right now I really love it when it's warm.
Mm.
So then I cook the milk and then I make it. I make a warm matcha latte.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I think I've also tried like black tea with milk and sometimes chai tea with milk.
Oh yeah.
But
yeah,
I feel
yeah.
like those are more like winter things. In summer, chai I do tea. Like a cold matcha latte mm-hmm. or even I also like those other drinks cold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. I like that.
So one thing mm-hmm. that I really love about the mornings is like the quietness and like just that everyone, it's like a new start,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then having that like blank slate
mm-hmm.
or I don't know, I just like it when I wake up and then I'm like in the streets and I see like everyone is just starting their day and like the streets are still empty, nothing has happened yet. Mm-hmm. And just the quietness of the morning, I fucking love that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I love when it's dark in the morning as well. Like, I love it. Like, I love winter mornings because it's just like an evening, but in the morning. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love evenings and like being at home and it's dark, and mornings, like, it's just like dark as well then.
Mm-hmm.
The mornings can kind of feel similar, except that you're just fucking tired.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of like that. And then you see how the sun is rising when you're on the way to work
mm-hmm.
or something like that, mm-hmm. or just like going out. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I just love everything about the mornings of nature.
Mm-hmm.
Like just like what happens, like the morning. I love that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's also one of my favorite things to do. If I have a little bit of time, I really like to look out of the window, especially mm-hmm. if I have my little like teacup in my hand. I like to watch, like, the people on the street or see the sunrise or, like, watch the hills or something. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, like, nature hills, not the show. Yeah, I really like that, too.
So something I also love about the morning, or something I think I can use to be or to get things done, is in the morning your brain doesn't like work, like it's like mm-hmm. still starting up, and exactly that's when I need to go exercise and when I need to do those things that require a bit of discipline, because you're not even thinking that much, like you can just like drag the yoga mat on the floor, plop yourself down, start the video and just mm-hmm. like do it,
mm-hmm.
like don't think too much in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of like that you're kind of oh, yeah. in a zombie mood and you just need to like get it done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really like doing yoga in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
It just gives me so much energy. It's something I've always tried to keep up with. Like I always manage for a while and then I fall off again. But I really, really like doing it.
But that's okay.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I do like exercising in the morning and like at least going on a walk, just moving, because in my mind, getting like the physical body to like get the blood flowing there also helps get the blood flowing in your brain and everything is just pumping through and then you feel more awake, even if you don't sweat. But I definitely know that sweating is so beneficial, and yeah, just exercising, getting those endorphins out and lowering your cortisol levels, all of those things. I'm just all for exercise in the morning. I'm not able to do it, or I don't do it every day, but what I try as a small step towards that is just going on a walk in the morning and getting some fresh air if it's possible.
I can't really think of anything else right now. Sometimes like journaling and bullet journaling, but
I'm not even sure if that's part of my morning routine, because that's just like, for me, I also see it like a starting work, because like I grab my matcha and then I sit down at the desk and then I just journal and plan my day and stuff like that. But it is a part of starting my day. So, oh yeah, I think we're basically like talking about how routines look right now.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Okay. So I don't have something that I call a routine right now. For me, I just have some priority steps that I like to have in my morning, and they always change, but right now it looks like waking up at 7 or before 7, so 6 or 7. So I actually set an alarm to wake up, and I try to wake up then, just to stay in a workflow and get things done. And when I get up early, I can also sleep early, so that's kind of my motivation for getting up early. And after that, honestly, I still read a bit to get, you know, just to feel a bit more awake. And sometimes I go on a walk. Like, I try to find something to, like, get me out of the house. If it's meeting with a friend, like, Chamba and me went swimming. Or, for example, Nay went to the...
Where?
In City Hall of Bath.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Or if it's, like, sending Nay to the... what's it called? Train station, or whether it's like having this one thing I'm really excited about to work on. I just need like a motivation of what I'm gonna do in the first hour. And yeah, sometimes it's like random stuff, or sometimes it's just continuing to edit on this video. So I get up, I read, and then I have like one thing that I need to do. And before I do that thing, I make some matcha tea. So I make a warm matcha latte. And I don't really eat anything yet. So yeah, I just start working on that. And if I have something to do that's like including exercise, like if I plan to go on a run, I shower and then I drink my matcha latte. So, but I do love showering in the morning. Like, it really helps me get awake. Feel awake. See, like, I honestly don't know how my morning routine is, but usually... Wait, can I start again?
Yeah.
It's kind of messy. Okay, so let's see. It was, like, at 4 minutes or something. Okay, so I don't really have something I want to call a routine, but I do have a set of things that I do. I don't do them every single day, but here's that set of things. So the one thing that's most important of my morning routine right now is waking up at 6 or 7. So I try to set, so I set an alarm and I try to wake up then. What helps me to wake up is having a responsibility in the first hour of waking up, whether that is going on a run, you know, sending someone to the train station. I know like that's not always the case, but I like to use those opportunities to like force myself to get out of bed. And after that, before I start working, I always make my matcha latte. And sometimes before starting work and drinking my matcha latte, I take a shower. Sometimes I exercise and take a shower. Sometimes I only take a shower. Sometimes I read before that. Sometimes I do yoga. Sometimes I stretch. What I really like doing before that is going on a walk outside, or at least just stepping out my balcony and doing some breath work and just breathing in the fresh air. So that's how it looks. So once I have my drink, which I also love doing, I sit on my desk and I start journaling. And how that looks is just basically writing down what I need to get done in a day, also just doing some fun, like little decorations and just, you know, doing something that I like to do. And then, as I said, I would have something to focus on and work on, like, you know, starting to edit this a video or writing these emails, and then I just do it. That's basically it. But that's like, I need to start the day with something specific and like only one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something I usually try to remember, like the moment I wake up, like, okay, I need to start working on that at that time. That's why I now need to go out, do the mm-hmm. walk. I now need to shower so I can start at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So I usually give myself an hour to do all of the things to make me feel a bit more awake, but it's not like a specific routine right now. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it looks right now. I think I mentioned everything. And after about 1 or 2 hours of working, I eat some breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And I have no idea what I usually eat. Mm-hmm. A lot of times, honestly, I don't eat so much. Like, I don't eat anything and I just start cooking lunch at 11.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it looks right now. But I do want to eat more breakfast, mm-hmm. like early.
For me, I usually sleep really late. I usually sleep at like 1 or 2 in the morning, because that's when I can get a lot of work done. Because I, like, make a lot of illustrations on the iPad or edit or, yeah, stuff like that. So I'll sleep pretty late, and I usually sleep until, like, 9 or 10 a.m. And then I, like, okay, so I used to have this mindset that, like, your day isn't good if you wake up after, like, 8. And I struggled with that a lot, but now I like slowly am getting over it, and I'm like, it doesn't really matter when I get up.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there is something about that's not so good about sleeping really late, especially in winter when you like, because in winter there's less daylight, so if you're awake more when it's dark, you're awake less when it's like
mm-hmm.
light, stuff like that. But it's kind of how it is right now. I get up at 10 and then I just kind of lounge around a little bit, and I like check my phone, and then I usually like shower, and then I make like lunch or breakfast. That's pretty much my morning routine. I think like when I was in school, like that's because I'm not in school anymore. When I was in school, I tried to optimize my time before school so hard, and I would like schedule in like 6:15, make my bed, 6:18, brush my teeth, you know, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm like, I just wanna not have a routine and kind of just chill more. I wanna see how that works out for me,
yeah.
you know, because I've had so many years of like stressing in the morning and I don't know, getting somewhere. Now I'm like, I just wanna try this out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of my morning.
Mm-hmm. And yeah,
mm-hmm.
I just wanted to share morning routines right now because they're really ratchet somehow. Like mine,
mm-hmm.
like mine is just a mess, but I still like it. You know what
mm-hmm,
I mean? Like
mm-hmm.
it doesn't have to be that perfect version.
Mm-hmm.
It's just honestly, just do everything so you have a good mindset and do everything so you feel good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so you can get the things done that you need to get done.
Because mm-hmm.
A lot of times, even my morning routine, I feel like we had this phase where it would like stop us from actually getting work done.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
it
yeah.
was so extensive. It was like, dude, it's 9. We still need to eat. And then we still need to journal. And then we still need to shower.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
and then we
exactly.
can only start working at 10:30.
Yeah.
So really, honestly, you know, be open.
Mm-hmm.
But just remember,
yeah.
it doesn't have to be complicated to
uh-huh.
be good.
There were times when I like woke up and I was really excited to work on something, and
uh-huh.
I was like, oh man, I can't work on it now because
yeah.
I need to do my 2-hour
exactly.
morning routine. Exactly. So maybe we should talk about our Berlin morning routine since we're in Berlin.
No, honestly, this shit is too ratchet.
Party until 5.
That was only
no.
one night, so we wanted
no.
to go and rave. And then
yeah, just try
I
it
mean,
out.
We didn't even really want to go, but we were just like, we kind of need to go. We just need.
Yeah.
To, we wanted to rave, but we didn't want to go that night. But we went.
Yeah, Berlin rave is just iconic, and we just wanted to try it out.
So,
so.
This is kind of our weekly reflection. Anyways,
yeah.
but yeah, so mm-hmm. yesterday we slept at 5. No, we did not. I slept at 7 because we came home at 5 and I still watched Netflix. So that was my morning routine. And then I woke up at 3 in the afternoon, and then we went out yesterday and had this fat lunch, dinner, and I was still full. I'm still full from it. And now we woke up I woke up at 9.
Yes.
Yeah, and then we recorded.
What I love about Berlin is you can literally get breakfast until 4 p.m. It's just like the best thing ever. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, that's our Berlin morning routine. That's not a morning routine. This is how 2 days looked.
Oh, I forgot to say one thing. That's my favorite thing in the morning. It's breakfast. Like, there were times when, you know, I would have the morning routine, blah, 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 but I didn't really have a real motivation to get up. And then it was just, like, a good breakfast. Like, I just love food, and it's really motivating to know that you can eat something really yummy later when you got all the things done, like running, yoga, shower, blah, blah. So we should talk about our favorite breakfasts.
Actually,
or do you even eat breakfast?
No. Because I currently really have problems with eating. Like, not in terms of, like, eating too much or eating too little. Okay, maybe I eat too much. But I just never feel like I'm hungry. And, yeah. That's why, because I'm always scared that I'm going to have stomach pain. So I really have some struggles with that right now. So I don't even, so I am not like, oh, yeah, I'm going to eat breakfast. Like, I can only eat when I'm fucking starving. So that's the thing.
Okay.
What's your favorite thing?
That's not cool, though.
What's your favorite thing?
Anyway, I have a bunch of favorite breakfast foods. For some reason, I like savory foods more.
Me too.
Than salty, but I still always eat a lot. I mean, savory than sweet, but I still end up eating sweet breakfast a lot of times.
I only like salty.
Yeah. So I'll start with the sweet ones. Well, my unhealthier versions are just cereal.
Yeah, I think
it's just like fun sometimes. I don't know. And then I also really like toast with not Nutella, like hazelnut chocolate
cream,
chocolate hazelnut spread. And sometimes I put on like bananas or blueberries. Or I used to, oh my god, I used to always make this when I went on the train. I made like a toast sandwich with like the chocolate spread, and then I'll put in like coconut sprinkles and bananas. That was so good. Actually, I want that right now.
What I like to eat, I like brunch, I guess.
Just like, yeah, I like brunch too.
Because that's when I'm like more hungry and then I can eat more. What I usually eat at home is like maybe like a fruit or something.
I don't really like fruits for breakfast though. Like, I like fruit salad.
It's like a snack. I like lunch. I just like everything that's salty. We went to this one place here in Berlin, and they had more like, it was more
oriental.
Yeah, I don't really know exactly what it was because they didn't like describe it as that, but there was just, what's it called,
hummus and shakshuka.
Yeah, and that was really
like
good. Holy fuck, that
so
shit was good.
Yeah, anyway, I'm gonna continue with my sweet list. I also, when I have time, I like to make oatmeal and like make a special kind of oatmeal. So sometimes I made like chocolate oatmeal, sometimes I made banana oatmeal with a bunch of toppings, and sometimes I make like oatmeal with caramelized apples, stuff like that. But actually, I don't like it that much because I just like savory foods more, but it takes more effort to prepare somehow. So,
except miso soup.
Yeah, miso soup I like to make that's savory, or just bread with toppings that are not sweet, like butter or, oh, I love making like bruschetta, like bread with tomato bits.
Yeah, that's what I also
or,
like.
It's not super eco-friendly, but when I have avocados, I like to make avocado spread. Yeah, stuff like that, I think, or like olive spread.
Okay.
And I can't think of anything else right now. Do I only eat bread for breakfast?
I don't think you eat anything like
that. Oh, one breakfast I really like is ramen. sometimes when I'm really starving and mm-hmm. I didn't have dinner, like a good warm ramen is really yummy.
Yeah, I do that too sometimes. Like when I'm really hungry, I just eat ramen at 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm. Or actually, one breakfast I really like is fried rice. I don't know why. I just love that.
I like Asian food for mm-hmm. breakfast. Like they eat like fried rice, fried noodles,
mm-hmm.
everything oily. No, just kidding. But yeah.
Yeah, that's a good time. And beverage-wise, I also love smoothies. Oh, acai bowls. Sometimes... Mm. When I'm like eating breakfast when I'm traveling or something, I like to get an acai bowl.
Honestly, I think acai bowls are great, but I also like other smoothie bowls.
Oh,
like,
yeah, smoothie acai, like, bowls.
Acai sometimes a bit, you know, I get tired of it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah.
Anyway, that's the breakfast food talk. I hope we covered everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that also pretty much wraps up the morning.
Yep.
How to have a good morning.
I think I already stopped saying everything I need to say.
Okay.
So we hope you enjoyed this episode. It was more like a special edition.
Informative.
Only about mornings.
Thing.
We didn't really do any reflections and stuff like that because we really just want to focus on the mornings. So we wish you a great day and great mornings, and hopefully you took something from our experiences. And it was at least interesting to listen. Maybe you're listening to this in the morning. And yeah, thanks for listening.
Bye.